There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Second round throws in the towel. So your winner and still heavyweight champion of the world, Evander Real Deal Holyfield.
Yeah, you know, with all the nastiness in the political season that is upon us, it's nice to report a happy story here to open up the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Evander Holyfield takes on Mitt Romney in a charity event. They raised, I think, over $1 million. Romney versus Holyfield. And it's a good cause. We can support it here, Super Don. You know, there's a lot that we call into question about charities. But this is impressive. Romney at 68 is looking pretty stout there.
Yeah. In fact, he was interviewed like a month or two ago in advance of the fight. And The interviewer was like, so, are you going to wear, like, a T-shirt or something when you're boxing? Romney says, who wears a T-shirt when you box? And he actually, the guy is in good shape.
Yeah, I was impressed. I really was. And I think, you long for the last election when Romney, of course, he wasn't the greatest candidate in terms of, how could you lose to Obama with everything that had gone on? But he did. Man, how many of you would say, dang, damn it, why? Just a few more votes, Romney would have been in there. It would have been a hell of a lot better. I'll just say that. Probably the wrong way to say it.
Like we always say, though, I mean, it's basically just rearranging the chairs on the Titanic.
I know.
But in this case, politics aside, it was it seemed like a good cause. It was a charity that helps doctors go to developing countries and perform surgeries to restore vision in people with curable blindness.
Yeah, Charity Vision, good group. And, you know, this is kind of like what Rand Paul does. He goes down to, Central America, South America, helps those folks to see again. Not a lot of fault you can find in a charity like that. And kudos to Romney. Kudos to Holyfield. What a nice guy Holyfield is to take part in this. And
he's my all-time favorite boxer. I love that guy. He was a good fighter. He wasn't the best, as a technical boxer.
Right.
He had it down. It was perfect. I mean, he had the technical part of it down, but he had the heart of a champion, and that's what I admired the most about him.
Atlanta, man. He actually had his attorney early in his career was fellow talk show host Neil Bortz all those years ago. Interesting. Little trivia there. And, if we look at the charitable contributions that are real versus the ones that are not, we can't help but dive in a moment into the ethics of Hillary Clinton, but I know the mainstream media is interested in other things. But I will say this, as you open with the theme, Bill Conti that wrote that Rocky theme song? I mean, who hasn't imagined when they hear that song, running up the steps in Philadelphia?
Dude, listen, right? I was a huge, huge Rocky fan. I was just so much into the Rocky, the series of movies. Mm-hmm. And it gets your adrenaline going just hearing the music for me.
Yeah.
I could actually use that when I was back when I was a gym rat. When I worked out, it was the same thing. I just get that adrenaline rush.
Right. I could have used it yesterday morning. Honestly, I we're staying at a hotel in Bonita Springs, and it was a couple of miles, according to the front desk, from the beach. So I thought, well, I'll get up early enough. I'll go for a morning run to the beach. And you know, I'm not training for a marathon or anything, but I go out and run, do some good thing fitness and such. I love to box, so you know, it's kind of a thematic thing. And so I go for this run. Turns out we're 3 miles from the beach. And I get to the beach, and I'm like, I want to walk on the beach a little bit. It's beautiful there. I mean, glassy, gorgeous water. And I'm like, uh-oh, 3 more miles to go back. I mean, I had to run. I need a walk run because I'm just not trained to six-mile run. And I was hurting by the time I get back. And I didn't have my phone or anything because I left it at the front desk. I was like, I can do this. So I was like, I'm thinking, who will rescue me? Get me home. But I made it, no problem. But I am a bit sore, but no injury, even though my Achilles tendon was a little tight as I ran. Maybe a hydration issue on the road. But anyway, yes, inspired by those who are doing good works. Evander Holyfield, Mitt Romney, nice job. I don't think Pacquiao although Pacquiao has been a little more charity-minded than Floyd. Money Mayweather, as far as I know, making $170 million or whatever, but they raised in the boxing ring $1 million. Now, ethics, right? Charities, the Clinton Foundation. What is the mainstream media more interested in? Tom Brady's deflated balls. You know, they're giving football, Super Don, footballs. Yes. They're giving much more interest. Oh my gosh, what a scandal! Yeah, come on, screw that! Come on, it's all fake. You listen, there's excellence within it, but at some level, what's really important in this world is not whether Tom Brady deflated and a little bit of cheating. I mean, on some level, you know, it's like that Lance Armstrong guy. You know, he was the one that got caught, but everybody was doping their blood. I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying at that level, that's what they do. You know, grow up and see it for what it is instead of your ideal of thinking. Now, it doesn't mean there are no idealistic people in any given endeavor, sports or otherwise. Yeah. But, you know, nice guys don't always finish first. Sure. And you know, the bad guys don't always finish last. So
the nice guys win in the long run, though.
Yeah, I think, you know, we invest in that, the principles as well, and we acknowledge those who are doing good works, even if we're not aligned 100% politically, because we just roll that way. We acknowledge good works. And in this case, you know, screw Tom Brady. I don't care about Tom Brady. I'm just saying. I know all of
but
my
you
Boston
know what? Listen,
fans.
The
you know.
Point that's yeah. being made, there's a great article here on Natural News, you know, basically pointing out the fact that more people have heard about that and know more details about the Tom Brady thing than they do about the Hillary Clinton stuff that's been going on. And there's been a lot going on with her where, you know, I don't know. I don't think she has the ability to be as Teflon as Bill was.
As Bill was, yeah.
It's going to stick, I think.
I think so. I'm getting that impression. I just think the Democrats, if you have any integrity left at all, and that's questionable, particularly in California where the people that are supporting, not the families that are opposing SB 277, but any elected Democrats that are for it, shame on you. But if you're supporting this woman, Hillary Clinton, just because you think she's the best chance for Democrats to retain the White House, that's not a good reason. Especially if she's a neocon, as Bush was a neocon in many ways. The outrageous things that she's done in the Clinton Foundation, the money that is taken from foreign entities, if you will, and the amount of money that actually finds its way into the charitable side of it. It's one of those charities where you go, really? 90% not going to charity? Paying big salaries? Finding ways to pay her husband big bucks, $500,000 for speeches when she was Secretary of State? These are serious scandals.
That's right, and the email thing and, you know, the whole deal. But, you know, it's funny, speaking of the Clintons, are you familiar with the situation with the Snuffleupagus?
No, I'm not familiar with the Snuffleupagus
scandal. I'm sorry, Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos. Yeah, George Steppy Stephanopoulos. Yeah, that's interesting, too, because he had evidently put, I don't know, 50 grand or more, it kept going up, of his own money into the Clinton Foundation while he was interviewing people that maybe, well, the Clintons or others, and also people that may have a different viewpoint politically than the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, and he never admitted to it.
I don't know.
ABC.
I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, do you remember his background?
Well, he was.
He was a former aide to the Clinton, you know,
White House. He was.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like, yeah, well, maybe there might be a connection there, but apparently he was making donations to the Clinton Global Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was a matter of public record. It wasn't like he really hid it, but he didn't disclose those details to the viewers, it's just a matter of disclosure, I guess, just to indicate the fact that, yeah, maybe there might be some bias there. Mm-hmm. And he's under fire now. He actually apologized on air.
Did he? Hold on a second. Tell me about this, because I got to find, maybe we can get some.
I listened to it, and it's one of those things where you listen to the apology, and at the end of the apology, you're going, shut up.
All right. Let's hear George Steppy Stephanopoulos talk about his, oops, I'm sorry, mea culpa. Yeah, I donated to the Clinton Foundation, but so what?
Over the last several years, I've made substantial donations to dozens of charities, including the Clinton Global Foundation. Those donations were a matter of public record, but I should have made additional disclosures on air when we covered the foundation. And I now believe that directing personal donations to that foundation was a mistake. Even though I made them strictly to support work done to stop the spread of AIDS, help children, and protect the environment in poor countries, I should have gone the extra mile to avoid even the appearance of a conflict. I apologize to all of you for failing to do that.
Yeah, I agree. Shut up. You're right. I don't feel, I don't sense the sincerity there, do you? It's like, I want to hold on to my job.
Listen, okay, you're George Stephanopoulos. You are a anchor on the news. I understand that. And you need to articulate in a way that sounds professional. But listen, you wipe your butt with the same toilet paper as everybody else. So when you apologize, kind of make it a little human.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit real, and don't, you know, word it in a way where you are trying to cover your butt and make the situation look as good as possible. Just say, hey, I didn't realize at the time that, you know, it would be that. But you know what? Yeah, I was wrong, and, you know, I'm sorry if I misled any of you. I made donations to dozens of charities and saved millions of lives and the whales and everything like that. You know, shut up.
Deflect. By the way, Madame Tussauds, you know, the wax museums, right? They've called and they've canceled a sitting with Stephanopoulos because they said they don't need to make a wax figure. They're just going to use him instead. They don't need the wax, right? Yeah. He's already there. He's already qualified to go in as himself. So that doesn't happen every day. That's a pretty big honor, Madame Tussauds. All right, Super Don, you had an interesting story about skeptics. We've been talking about that Hoofnagle the Science Cat. I do want to get more insight into your kung fu, because it's pretty profound when dealing with pseudo-skeptics that attack, people who believe differently than them, right? They hold the science, do they now? Also, 12 current Monsanto facts that are going to make you a little bit confident about the end of Monsanto. Coming. It's coming. Also, the food safety law that Obama signed, has it worked? We'll find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're not up to speed on the ongoing trials and tribulations of Hoofnagel Cat taking on the pseudo-skeptics, do I have to tell everybody who Hoofnagel is? But anyway, follow us on Twitter at RS Bell Media for Robert Scott Bell, or at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don, on Twitter, or Hoofnagel Cat is Hoofnagel, H-O-O-F-N-A-G-L-E, capital C. He really, you know, he inadvertently takes it to those pseudo-skeptics that just attack us or people like us, our friends, who question scientific establishment and, you know, refer to it as a religion more than science. And Super Don has been doing a bang-up job, like the art of war. His kung fu is better than theirs. It's pretty impressive. And he tells me there's more updates over the weekend while I was having a good time with my friends, my superhero friends, in Naples, Florida. So, Super Don, what is the update with these pseudo-skeptics?
Well, I had an interesting interaction. I was on Twitter I don't want to reveal my secret identity. Yeah, I mean, right. We know. Everybody knows. But I was on Twitter, and I got into this interaction with this guy who has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Mr. Newton's Neighborhood. And the way I found out about him was I was doing my stuff, and all of a sudden I got a notification that I was being followed by Mr. Newton's Neighborhood. And I'm like, I wonder who this is. So I went and checked out his YouTube channel, and I found out that he is a skeptic, and he has a number of videos talking about different concepts and philosophies and kind of doing it in a humorous, you know, mocking way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at the videos, and one of the very first videos that he had up on his channel was talking about the Mormon religion.
Hmm.
Now, you know, I was raised in the LDS Church.
Right.
I'm not active, but I have that history. And so I watched his video, and you would think going into it with him being a skeptic that it was just going to be like a 10-minute video of just completely bashing the Mormon religion, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was surprised, pleasantly, that he actually went into the video defending the Mormon religion against people who were, you know, the people that believe that Mormons aren't Christian, right?
Well, why would it,
controversial subject.
Yeah, I know, but why would a so-called skeptic do that? Was he LDS too, or what was the story there?
He actually has the same history that I do.
Okay.
That he was raised in the church, and he's not active now, and so... After watching the video, I came away from it, and I was like, guess what? You know what? There are skeptics out there that are true skeptics and not these other guys that we deal with all the time. Because
So you found a bridge to this particular person. Okay.
I actually had a good conversation with him, and we came away from it appreciating each other. But, yeah, I mean, look, people need to understand that when it comes to being a skeptic— it's just not everybody lumped in together, okay? The term skeptic was originally the purest definition of a skeptic is someone that will approach a topic from an agnostic point of view, then suspend judgment until they come to a conclusion at some point. That is what a skeptic is. It's about discovery, it's about investigation, it's about, you know, gaining knowledge and understanding.
Sure.
What's happened over time, unfortunately, is that term has been co-opted by a group of people that have abandoned that and have decided that they know better. They take all of the science, they make their conclusion before they approach the topic, and then try and disprove it. Those are the pseudo-skeptics. Here, this guy, genuine skeptic, nice guy. I totally respect that because, really, honestly, I am more of a skeptic.
We're skeptics. I mean, what are we skeptical
totally.
Of? The so-called established science that we invalidate all of the time with other science. So,
absolutely. I mean, listen, I'll say it with no reservation whatsoever. David Gorski, Steve Novella, James Randi, all those guys out there, I am a bigger skeptic than they are. But it's because I am not a cynic, you know. I mean, not truly a cynic. I mean, for fun, I am. But
yeah, but truly, you're not a pseudo skeptic. That's why we call these people pseudo skeptics because they're not really skeptics in the true sense of the definition of the word. You have up on Hoofnagel Cat's thing, and we're about ready to go to break here. This image, the scientific consensus: block the cat on Twitter so your followers won't witness him calling you on your BS. Basically, so they're banning you, these pseudo skeptics.
Yeah. That's what they do.
They can't handle being called out on their BS. All right, well, if you'd like to call us, maybe out on our BS. I don't know. Try it. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. RobertScoutBell.com. Monsanto, 12 facts you need to know. Also, the U.S. food safety law. 4 years later, has it done anything?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, hitting the road again this week. Chicago. Wow, all week, darn it. Well, no, it'll be good. I mean, this is part of why I'm here, to do this. I know sometimes you go, oh, man, I just got back, right? But I can't complain because Ty Bollinger is on the road in a fashion like extraordinary. He's around the world. He's in London right now. They just posted pictures. He safely arrived after landing in Halifax, Nova Scotia. There was a medical emergency on the plane. And so they arrived probably 3-4 hours late easily, and they need to get their rest.
What is this X-rated picture here of Ty Bollinger?
Yeah, well, he's Skyping with his family, so you can't, you know, you can't say it's really that. But he's got his shirt off because, you know, he's just a big guy, and that's what he does. And, you know, he usually wears cut-off T-shirts anyway. So he's Skyping with the family, and they got a shot of him. And I think they're staying right across from Parliament, but they're going to be busy. Prayers for them as they travel around. They've got other places to go, Latvia, Germany, I don't know if they're going to the Netherlands or Belgium or something as well before they make it back. It's a big trip. And then we'll be connecting with them in Nashville in June 24th through 26th or 7th, I believe, in Nashville, Tennessee. We got family road trips coming. And that's going to happen. Ty Bollinger will be there. Paul Barretero with Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook if you haven't already. Dr. Michael Haley is going to be there. Ah, that's going to be so cool. And let's see, who else? Dr. Frank King going to be there as well, Nashville. But first and foremost, we've got Autism One this week in Chicago. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. Now,
just wanted to mention real quick here. Did you hear about B.B. King?
B.B. King passed from this plane. I think they're grooving in heaven right now.
Yeah, he died. I guess he had a series of what they're calling mini strokes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, vascular elasticity and integrity. If you don't get the silica in, remember, the silica we get from choosetobehealthy.com, very critical component. If you can't make it yourself, which you could, I mean, if you knew how to take the horsetail extract, convert that silica out, but you really can't drink enough of that tea, and that's why this is nice, concentrating that. We've had great success with it over the years, so please consider that. Unlock the Power to Heal, we've got the information in that book. And let's see, what else? 12 current Monsanto facts, the pressure is mounting. This is coming from Edgy Truth and our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. They're facing a slew of controversy, and there's a lot of public pressure. Last month, an international agency, the WHO, declared glyphosate in Roundup a probable human carcinogen. That's big news. Now, of course, they're trying to get the WHO to back down. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to put that cat back in the bag. Glyphosate is not included in the U.S. government's testing of food for pesticide residues or the monitoring of chemicals in human blood and tissues. I wonder why. When they test for all these pesticides, they forget, oops, well, oh, glyphosate, what's that? Well, we don't need to test for that. Well, in Europe, similar concerns are occurring. One of the world's wealthiest nations, Germany, doesn't have sufficient resources to conduct its own independent evaluations of toxicological evidence. How is that possible? If they can't afford to do it, maybe somebody paid them off not to.
Well, I think there's something going on in the background there, because I saw a story, I think, yesterday, the day before, about how the EU was being asked if they would speed up their review based on what the World Health Organization had come up with, and the EU said, nah, we're not really planning on doing anything different.
Yeah, what does that say? No information on how much people are exposed to from using it in their yards, right? You go into the Home Depots and Lowe's of the world, they got stacks and stacks of this Roundup everywhere. No one's controlling for home use of this stuff. And the neighborhoods, all these gated communities, which we're going to be heading out of soon, are forcing you to have these green lawns. And what does it take to do it? It's nasty. 90% of 300 soybean samples contain traces of glyphosate. This weed killer has made headlines for its widespread use on GMO seeds, researching links to antibiotic resistance and hormone disruption. Remember, and this isn't even included in a list, the recognition now that they're soaking like whole wheat, before it's harvested to get it ready for harvest much quicker and stopping it from decaying, if you will. School districts talking about banning it. Bermuda, the country of Bermuda, with those lovely Bermuda shorts that Super Don loves to wear all the time, suspends glyphosate based on concerns for safety. Do you wear Bermuda shorts for real? Or was your wife just kidding?
I'm sorry. Was she kidding about what?
Bermuda shorts. Super Don wearing Bermuda shorts.
Are you talking about the ones that she would crochet?
Does she crochet you Bermuda shorts? Oh, no, yeah. Never.
Well,
pooped.
You know, we talked.
That's embarrassing.
You know, my wife, she does everything.
She's amazing.
Creative. And
yes.
she was crocheting for a while there, making like slippers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I came across this picture of somebody who had these crocheted shorts. And she, I told her,
saying,
you know what?
Honey,
if
make
you
one.
Make them, I'll wear them.
Oh, no, I don't want the picture. Bermuda suspending it. Colombia, the president calls for a suspension of aerial spraying of glyphosate. German retail giant removes glyphosate, Monsanto's Roundup, from 350 stores. So, again, stuff's happening. It's not being covered heavily in the media, but we got Monsanto on the run. Keep up the pressure, folks. Keep up the pressure. And stop buying, encouraging those people in these gated communities to meet with their homeowners association and say, we've got to stop this poisoning of the neighborhood. All right? That's just one of those things I'm asking you to look into further. Now, 4 years later, tougher U.S. food safety law is yet to yield the overhaul. That's the headline here on the Dallas Morning News. Do you remember this? It was
this
big.
It was huge when this happened.
Food Safety Modernization Act. And we knew what the target really was small family producers. They weren't going to target the big guys because, the reason this is coming up in the news again is because of the Bluebell outbreak, right? I think they had Salmonella or Listeria in Bluebell, right? And they knew about it, and nothing was done. It wasn't like, oops. And Obama he signed this 4 years ago. It's supposed to prevent our outbreaks like this. And
you remember what prompted that to happen? It was a peanut thing in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and 9 people died from a Salmonella poisoning from a peanut plant. And this was back in 2008.
Yep. Yeah. So once again, the overhaul that was mandated by Congress, whether it was necessary or not, really didn't happen. Didn't prevent anything from occurring. The FDA has said Bluebell knew in 2003 at least one of its plants had tested positive for Listeria, but the company chose not to tell state or federal officials or test its ice cream to learn that it was still safe. 2013, this was after it was already passed, this issue. And so what do we got here? What did this Food Safety Modernization Act do besides try to mandate participation of small family farms that were not really harming anybody?
The story here is that it hasn't done anything because 4 years later, mm-hmm. it hasn't even been implemented yet. Not that we're encouraging it, but it's taken 4 years. They say here that they've had 75,000 public comments and even had to have a court order involved to just enable the FDA to write the rules. And so 4 years later, big deal. They still haven't done anything yet, but apparently they're like right on the brink of finally getting the rules put together. And then what happens is the companies have 3 years to comply mm-hmm. with all of these rules that they're writing that's supposed to prevent these foodborne illnesses.
Absolutely incredible. The whole Modernization Act, oh, it's screwed up, we can't do it. It's like it's already too big, so let's make it bigger. And then when we even try to make it bigger, it's so big, we can't even make it bigger. We can't implement it. It's just too much. We ought to have a law, right? No, we ought to roll it back and bring the management of these things into a smaller scale, a controllable scale. I know that's asking a lot right now, but that's why we talked to our buddy Liam about these kinds of things to kind of bring these concepts back into local communities, produce more food locally, have more accountability. I know it's really fun that, one major manufacturer of ice cream can send ice cream all over the country, but how unwieldy, how uneconomical is it? But we live in an era of oil slaves. What if that isn't the best thing to do? I know a lot of people say, oh, it's awesome what we can do. Is it really? Is it really so awesome that we can, make something 3,000 miles away, freeze it, and ship it to you? Maybe it's safe, maybe it's not. I mean, local agriculture, local, and I'm not saying that would solve all the world's problems. There's always going to be aspects or issues because this is life, this is planet Earth, this is the nature of nature as well. But with common sense guidelines and control of the food supply on a local level, maybe I'm, a little too idealistic to believe it would be a better situation, not a worse one, if you grow your own food a little more.
It's a process. In order to do that, you've got to make changes with yourself. You've got to change the way that you eat and not survive on macaroni and cheese and TV dinners and stuff. But listen, I don't think there's any community around anymore that doesn't have a farmer's market. I mean, it's a big thing. So mm-hmm. support. I mean, really, those guys, they need the support. I mean, they are under so much pressure by the government. In dealing with, the factory farms and the industrial farm and the GMO farms and all that stuff, they need your support. And the food's good. It's good and it's cheaper,
Ultimately going local. I mean, we talk about that from time to time with Jerry Doyle, our good friend. We do some things on Epic Times. I encourage you to check out a great site in addition to all of our wonderful friends. Of course, you hear the Robert Scott Bell Show because of our wonderful syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, on the web as well at naturalnewsradio.com. Through Natural News. We've got Epic Times, I mentioned. We've got Stitcher. We've got iTunes. We've got TuneIn. You mentioned another service that was carrying the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, it's rebroadcast through UK Health Radio overseas.
They pick up the live stream. It's called StationZilla.
StationZilla, huh? Interesting.
Now,
I like that.
Now we to it on the social media right now.
Yeah, what we need to do is bring back Godzilla. We love our Godzilla reference points. We might find a way to do that soon. Also, the whole idea of the desire for cleaner food. We see the rise of a Chipotle, the struggling of McDonald's or even Taco Bell to figure this thing out, and they're not. They're so far removed. I mean, bigger is not necessarily better in terms of these global-sized corporations that want to be everywhere. And, of course, we see in certain industries the only way to grow is to gobble up smaller entities, because this idea of perpetual growth, which is not supported in nature, except when you identify what is perpetual growth, it's cancer. It's overgrowing the welcome balance. And so corporations basically operate as if cancer is a good thing. That's how they perceive ultimately to grow, because there isn't the balance in a concept of seasonal shifts. You know, there's a time for this growth. There's a time for some level of dormancy and regeneration, lying fallow, that concept. It reminds me of the movie Being There with Peter Sellers. The simplicity and beauty, those that have observed the natural world, the farmers that were growing according to the land, the lunar cycles, etc., they know something. They've known something for thousands of years. The question is, has technological man become so shut down to those things with the 8-second span of attention? Squirrel, right? Thank you, Microsoft. Thank you, Apple. We've got a little more attention span for some Mozart chickens when we come back. What's that all about? I don't know. Maybe Godzilla knows. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Talk radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I knew we could get some Godzilla into the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pulling that out of the archive.
That was nice. That's the work of Super Don, all right? That's how he got to be super. Working with Godzilla and beating him back and making him do our bidding in regards to bumper music. Or what do they call those things? Stingers? What do you call that?
That we used to play that at the end of a segment right before the commercial. That's how we would end the segment.
That's true. So we decided to open it. Why? I don't know. We were going to talk about chickens and decided to talk about Godzilla, right? Because raptors are as dangerous as any dinosaur ever was, right? Isn't that the case may be? The reason I say chickens are dangerous, avians, raptors are dangerous, is because they're grown in factory farms. And this final story today brings us to those factory farms in China. Not a place I'm going for my chicken, but it also reminds me of the attempts to slaughter all the chickens based on bird flu all those years ago in Vietnam, etc. They were killing backyard chickens. And I said it was to establish factory farms to make a monopoly on chickens for everybody. Because how is Kentucky Fried Chicken going to grow if they have to compete with backyard chickens in Vietnam and Asia, for instance? Now, of course, they're acknowledging the disaster to some degree, that is antibiotic-laden laced foods just to keep these chickens in factory farms alive. So they're trying to figure out new ways to go about raising these chickens and that's not so harmful to them and or the people that eat them. I'm not sure if they're motivated by the right things, if that's actually their motivation. But the story here is how are we going to save our chicken nuggets? How are we going to make the nuggets healthier? Do you see what they're doing here? It's not Blue Oyster Cult, is it?
No, it's not. Apparently, they have discovered that if they... First, they adjust the lighting, okay? They've got the lighting, it changes and matches the hues outside, so they're kind of recreating a light environment to try and trick the chickens into you're not all crammed into a warehouse, you're outside.
Right. Yeah.
And secondly, they are playing music for them.
Playing music, but not our bumper music, probably.
Well, heck, if I was a chicken, I'd rather listen to that than this. But yeah, apparently chickens like Mozart.
Mozart. Now, I got nothing against Mozart. I mean, who doesn't like Mozart? If you don't like Mozart, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, in this case, they're playing Mozart and they're saying it's helping. But it's not only that. They're feeding the poultry good bacteria. They're starting to use probiotics in the water and the food so they don't have to use antibiotics.
You know, Robert, they have been, finally, somebody listened to the show.
I guess something's going on there. I'm still not. I'm still not a fan, of course, of any of these factory farms growing them indoors like this. But you know, to be honest, you know, anything that reduces the antibiotic drug use, I can't say is a bad thing. Do you have a clip for what these chickens are listening to now?
Yeah, because listen, I'm not an authority on Mozart, but I, you know, when you hear it, you recognize it. So yeah, this I believe is the Marriage of Figaro.
What's going to happen? We'll have like a billion chickens calling Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com to get some Dr. O'Hara's now. It's like, oh, I listen to Mozart. Call Jonathan, 866-424-1077. Give me some probiotics so I don't have to take antibiotics. And certainly, if you have taken antibiotics, my gosh, please heal your gut. Do the Silver Aloe Protocol. You can get the Sovereign Silver with the Stockton Aloe-1. Our friends down there in Pompano Beach, they'll ship it to you fresh, frozen, non-preserved. Non-heat treated or pasteurized, so all the goodness is going to be in there. And I had the best silver aloe shot ever because that batch was that he brought over to Food and Thought in Naples. It was awesome. People were doing silver aloe shots Friday night
from
down there.
Private reserve, shelf stuff.
Top stock. He's going to let you have it too. If you call him up at Aloe One, just go to Aloe One, Aloe1, the number one.com, and get the aloe that I use for the Silver Aloe Protocol. Probiotics coming from Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. Those of you listening in Poplar Bluff on KLID 1340 AM, you can do that too.
Yeah.
They'll ship it right to you. They will.
That's right. Yes, we love our listeners. We're happy to be there.
Oh, cool. Hey, you know, Dr. C is following us. I forget, Dr. Leonard Caldwell's on GCN right after us.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
A friend of mine from Orlando area, Lillian McDermott. She's cool. She's going to be on his show today. So, anyway, if you want to keep listening to radio, Dr. C's coming up next. In the meantime, keep rocking the health world with me, without me, whatever you want to do. And we'll be back for some advanced medicine tomorrow. RobertScottBell.com, Autism One this week in Chicago. Remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.